North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, comma, P, period, C, period, client ID, capital B, capital E, capital R, capital J, capital A, capital N, patient Jane Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, patient date of birth, 12/30/1956, provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, appointment start time, 1/18/2023, 2:30 p.m., appointment end time, 1/18/2023, 3:00 p.m., appointment duration, 60 minutes, primary code, 99205, Chief complaint, quote, the last 10 years have been too overwhelming for me to have peace and balance. I needed some validation of these feelings, period, unquote. The patient is a 66-year-old female who presents with complaint of anxiety. She actually doesn't know where to begin in the interview, but stated that she left her marriage in 2010. She stated she suffered from emotional abuse, gaslighting, and was led to believe it was her fault, period. She felt extremely disrespected in the marriage. She stated the marriage was toxic and abusive, so she left in the middle of the night. Once this happened, all of the anxiety started. She thinks that she is a, quote, highly sensitive person, unquote. She handed me an article about highly sensitive people and was surprised that I was not familiar with that term. The patient subsequently got divorced. She stated that her husband would give disparaging remarks to the children, comma, two sons, about her. She stated that he basically, quote, assassinated my character, unquote. She stated that her two sons abandoned her for many years. She felt abandoned. She had no contact with them. The divorce was grueling. It lasted 9 years. She stated he kept appealing all, the husband kept appealing during the divorce proceedings. She stated she's just beginning to feel okay with the structure in her life. She moved into a condominium for 62-year-olds and older. She feels safe in this atmosphere of a gated community. The patient feels afraid of her ex-husband. She did see him at a baby shower. She stated that during the divorce proceedings, he threatened to cut her throat. Additionally, the patient witnessed her mother and brother dying in front of her. Her brother died of liver cirrhosis secondary to alcoholism. She took care of him after he developed liver cirrhosis and all throughout his deliriums. She saw him die. She stated she can't get the vision out of her head. Her mother died 11/2 of 2021. She stated she actually doesn't miss her. She stated that her mother, quote, broke her, unquote. She stated it was gut-wrenching what she went through in order to care for her mother. She stated that her mother may have had dementia and was verbally abusive. She had to end up hiring aides to take care of her mother, and they went through many different nurses' aides due to the mother's difficult personality. She stated now she has no siblings, no partner, no parents. However, the good thing is that her sons are back in her life. She has twin identical grandsons, and she has supportive friends. She tried dating but is not interested in doing that any longer. The patient saw a therapist prior to the COVID pandemic. She saw Danielle, Danyelle, Salpietro, S as in Sam, Alpietro, comma, Psy, D, Psy, capital D, for CBT therapy. She stopped seeing the therapist once the pandemic came. She feels that she learned a lot from Danielle, but is now overwhelmed. Although she states she is overwhelmed, she describes her mood as hopeful today. Her affect is anxious. She's somewhat hypervigilant. She describes having flashbacks, nightmares occasionally. She startles very easily. She is hypersensitive to sound and sights. Her sleep was quite bad a while ago, she is ruminating much less at this time. She stated that her sleep is much better since the events with her son have improved and that her divorce is now resolved. She sleeps from midnight until 7 a.m. She feels refreshed upon awakening. She lost weight 6 months into taking care of her mother, but has gained it back. She finds her concentration to be hyper-focused. She will hyper-focus when she writes her checks. She will hyper-focus when she cleans. She hyper-focuses even if she looks at a flower. She denies worthlessness or hopelessness, denies suicidal ideation. The patient stated that she has a need for symmetry and she does check locks and stoves, but completely denies the fact that she may have OCD. She has no attention deficit disorder symptoms. She has had a few panic attacks in response to stress over her lifetime. She's never been manic, period. She's never been psychotic. Next line, family history. The mother was not diagnosed with anything but took a lot of pills. No other family history of mental health issues. The brother suffered from alcoholism. Next line, substance use. The patient does not drink or use illicit drugs. She never did. She does vape, but uses no nicotine in the vape vehicle. Next line, medical. The patient stated that she doesn't have anything because she won't get diagnosed. She is absolutely terrified of going through any medical tests, such as colonoscopy or mammography. She has never had either. She is stated it would turn her whole world upside down if she got a bad diagnosis. She does know that she has arthritis in the lower back and has bladder leakage. She has no known drug allergies. Next line, surgical. The patient has had oral surgery. Next line, social. The patient lives alone in a condo. She does not work. She was trained and educated to be a teacher. Worked for a short time, then had children and stopped working. She then worked in her husband's office for 9 years without pay. She became a fitness trainer. Then COVID hit and she stopped working at all. She does help out seniors in her community for extra money. Next line, developmental. The patient stated that she was born without complications. She met her developmental milestones on time. She was a shy child. She did have a problem with bedwetting.